This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's a great day for some fun facts. Let's dive in.
John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States, holds the record for having the most children among American presidents. He fathered 15 children with two wives. His first wife, Letitia Christian Tyler, bore eight of his children before her death in 1842. The following year, he married Julia Gardiner Tyler, who gave birth to seven more offspring. This large family included eight daughters and seven sons, spanning from 1815 to his last child's birth in 1860.
Leather itself is odorless. The distinctive smell associated with leather goods comes from the tanning process, where hides are treated to prevent decay and make them durable. This involves chemicals, dyes, and oils that imbue the material with its characteristic scent. Some common substances used include chromium salts and plant-based tannins. Over time, as these materials break down or react with environmental factors like heat or moisture, they release the familiar leather aroma.
The process of producing orange juice is water-intensive. It's estimated that around 50 glasses of water are required to grow enough oranges for a single glass of juice. This includes the water used in irrigation, pesticide application, and processing. The exact amount can vary depending on factors like the type of soil, climate conditions, and farming practices. Therefore, when we consume orange juice or any other agricultural product for that matter, we're indirectly consuming a significant amount of water as well.
Robert Southey, an English poet of the Romantic school and one of the Lake Poets, is credited with first recording the tale of Goldilocks and the Three Bears in 1834. However, his version featured an old woman instead of a young girl. The story was part of a collection titled The Doctor. Over time, it evolved into its current form with Goldilocks as we know today. Southey's contribution to children's literature through this tale remains significant despite being primarily known for his poetry.
Milk's white color is primarily due to a protein called casein, which scatters light and gives milk its white appearance. This protein makes up about 80% of the proteins in cow's milk. Additionally, the fat globules present in milk are also white, contributing to its color. These fats provide essential nutrients and calories for growth and energy. The combination of casein and fats creates an opaque mixture that doesn't allow light to pass through, making it appear white.
Maria Spelterina, an Italian tightrope walker, made history in 1876 as the first woman to cross Niagara Falls on a high wire. This daring feat was performed during the United States Centennial Celebration. Not only did she cross once, but several times over a few days, and each time with different theatrical variations such as blindfolded or in peach baskets strapped to her feet. Her bravery and skill captivated audiences and solidified her place in daredevil history.
The United States, with approximately 33% of its land covered by forests, is one of the world's most forest-rich countries. This equates to about 822 million acres of forest area. These forests are diverse and spread across the country, from the rainforests in Alaska and Pacific Northwest to deciduous forests in the east. They play a crucial role in biodiversity, providing habitat for numerous species while also serving as a significant carbon sink that helps mitigate climate change impacts.
Mice, particularly female ones, exhibit a behavior known as alloparental care. This means they will nurse and care for offspring that are not their own. This is often seen in communal nests where multiple females live together. The behavior is believed to be an evolutionary adaptation to increase the survival rate of the species as a whole. It's also observed when a mother mouse dies or abandons her babies, another female mouse may step in and take over nursing duties.
Salaryman is a term used in Japan to describe white-collar businessmen who are salaried employees of corporations. The term emerged post-World War II during Japan's economic growth, symbolizing a stable job with benefits and lifelong employment. Salarymen typically work long hours, often exceeding 60 hours per week, and are expected to participate in after-work social activities with colleagues. Their dedication and loyalty towards their company is highly valued in Japanese corporate culture, but has also sparked discussions about work-life balance issues.
The Mexican hat dance, also known as El Jarabe Tapatío, is the national dance of Mexico. Originating in the 19th century, it's a symbol of national pride and identity. The dance tells a courtship story where the man throws his sombrero on the ground, which becomes a symbolic space for their flirtatious interaction. The woman eventually accepts his advances by joining him inside this circle. It's often performed during celebrations and has become internationally recognized due to its vibrant energy and colorful costumes.
Thanks for being here and learning with us today. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. Thanks for tuning in. See you again tomorrow.
If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.